Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
All right, guys, to give you some perspective, we have a very special guest today. She is a 20-something single professional woman living in the heart of
Dick Village.
Dick City, really. And, you know, we really wanted to get the perspective of a younger woman that's single that's going through the struggle. Or is it a struggle? You know, I saw a tweet that I thought was great. And it said, Beyonce made a song called Single Ladies, then went home to her husband and left you lonely hoes dancing in a circle pretending to be happy.
That's amazing.
Jules, is that true?
I mean, I can relate.
So Jules, we connected with Jules. She actually has a podcast of her own that you should check out. It's called Neighborhood Jules. And if you're in the tri-state area, she interviews local businesses and entrepreneurs. And
if you're in Jersey, yeah, and you listen to her podcast, you guys will like relate to a lot of things because you'll be like, oh my god, I go there, or I've been there, or I know this.
Yeah,
or...
and she's just fun too. I love Jules. She's also super pretty, guys.
Oh my god, she is my cousin's twin. We just found out. She just walked in. She's like, oh my god, aren't you Mandy's cousin? I was like, oh my god, and she looks just like her. It's creepy. It's so weird. And like the three of us, if I was blonde, would look exactly
alike. She's my doppelganger.
I guess when I met Jules and we started talking about her single life, it kind of like blew my mind because she has it all together. Like, she has a really great job. She's beautiful. She's funny. She's sweet. Like, I would date her in 2 seconds. So like, and again, she lives in Hoboken, which if you guys aren't familiar, it's literally, they have it. What do they say? Like, it's the square mile with like most bars.
Bars per capita. Yep.
Yep. It's insane. Like, it's home of a lot of single men, a lot of like businessmen, right? Like
a lot of post grads, probably from Jersey, who don't want to live in the city or they're just not ready for the city move yet. So it's right. Kind of, it's an outer borough of the city. It just happens to be on the Jersey side of the Hudson River.
Tell us what are you dealing with?
We know nothing. That's why we're so quiet. Yeah. And I especially know nothing. So I'm just waiting for you because I'm ready to be schooled. I know nothing.
Well, I mean, I guess what I'm dealing with dating, it's a second job. So I do recruiting for a living. So I'm recruiting men in all aspects of my life, essentially. I think nowadays there's so many options and with, you know, online apps, which is a whole other rabbit hole to go down to. There's so many options. And, you know, if you get bored with something, it's not about, oh, we go to the same church or we live next door, because you have a 50-mile radius with apps now to find contenders.
We were talking earlier about do you still meet people in the wild?
Yeah, like, do you just go out and be like, oh my god, he bought me a drink, so I like to, or is it like, oh, I saw him on Tinder, so I swiped left, like, we gotta leave this bar? Like,
not really. I have a thing. Eye contact is everything. So okay. I have friends who will like walk into a bar and they will just stare down who they're interested in. And if they're available, they'll come over.
I fuck them.
Okay. So I'm a bad eye fucker.
Wait, what?
My friends used to say that I fuck people. And that's how they knew.
Like, I thought you were saying I fucked them. Oh, and I was like,
oh my God. Oh my God, no.
You know who I'm talking about.
Just every guy in the bar? No, thank you.
Just so you guys know, we literally stopped the podcast to open a bottle of rosé. So
this is like a white girl episode as fuck.
Drinking on the job.
Yeah.
If you go out on Friday night, is that how you're meeting somebody?
Well, this is the thing. So there are people who are very comfortable with the eye contact thing, but I feel nowadays that is even not working as much because guys are so scared of rejection. And I think just it's a millennial thing that unless you have something set up beforehand or you know you've gotten that validation that someone's interested in you, they're not going to approach you. So the app kind of creates this safety in between of like, okay, she's interested. I'll let her know where I'm going tonight. I have this option if I don't, you know, meet someone out or I have 5 other people that I'm talking to. So I think that's become sort of
a safety
blanket.
I just broke into a cold sweat. I'm sorry. Listening to her talk, I'm so nervous. Are you getting
flashbacks? Yeah.
PTSD.
I feel bad though. I've had to deal with the apps since I graduated college. I've been single. I'm like a professionally single girl, unfortunately. Unfortunately, because there's been some fun out of it. But
I was going to say, like, me and Tracy are just sitting here sweating because we remember the bad parts, but there were some fucking good parts.
Are you kidding? I literally can't talk on air about this.
I just saw a dazzle in Tracy's eyes.
A glimmer of hope from my past.
Yeah, like, it ain't all bad being single. Like,
it depends what your intention is. You know, I go through waves. There's times, like, in the summer, it's like, I just want to go out and have fun. And you're not worried about how you come off if you look at someone or something like that, or if it works out or not. And even in some dates, I'm just kind of like, I just need to get out there and talk and meet people. And I've actually made friends through some of my dating. Like, I have a whole group of friends through one guy that I met on Tinder years ago. Girls and guys.
Wow.
Because he and I mean, it didn't work out with him and I, but we're friendly, but all of our friends were very similar. We all went down to the shore in the summer. We all liked going out to the same spots. So now, like, one of my best friends came through that. So it's had some funny outcomes also.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So what apps are you using to date? So I know one of them. What do I call it?
You called it Hitch. H-I-T-C-H.
Goodbye.
As in the movie that Will Smith started in, like, 2000.
Call God. Send help.
It's called what?
Hinge.
Hinge. That's like the big one, right?
So it's my favorite.
Shut up, Jamie.
So with apps, it's quantity over quality. And I think Hinge limits that a little bit or brings that down, that you only get 10 likes a day. So you really have to look at the profiles and be like,
Wait, what does that mean? You get to like 10 people a day?
Only 10. So after you exceed 10,
how many are you allowed to like on the other ones?
Like Bumble, you can just swipe for the rest of your life and get carpal tunnel. God. Yeah. But Hinge, it's their whole thing is like, we've set this up for you to find someone.
Me and Tracy already have that because we're 30. But go on.
We have the real carpal tunnel. That's why we're laughing. We're like, she's over here swiping on guys and we just have it because we're old and our bones are creaking.
So Hinge, you can do up to 10. So because you only have 10, you really want to look at the pictures. You want to look at what they're saying on it. On Bumble, people are, I'm guilty of it too. I just look at the picture. I'm like, oh, they're my type. Then I'll swipe.
So what is your type?
My type is, I love arms. Like, I don't care about
anything.
Girl,
you're preaching
else.
To the choir.
I love arms. Any guy that I've dated, my friends are like, of course, with the
this
arms.
This is what I was saying earlier, though. Like, these are the arm guys get you into fucking trouble.
Yeah, because the arm
they're
guys
trouble.
Are hot.
It depends. There's different species of arm guys. There's the guy that, like, goes to the gym 24/7. He wants a chick who's just as fit as him. And it's like, I'm sorry. Once I have a kid, there's no chance that my stomach's going to be that tight or probably ever even right now as you do. But then there's guys that just, they could probably have a dad bod, but still, like, nice, strong arms.
Oh, my God, I'm such a fan of a dad bod. We love a dad bod.
I'm not. I accept it later on in life that that'll probably happen to whoever my significant other is. But
no, my husband has fucking abs, and I'm like, where's the dad bod? Where'd it go? Like,
you're
I'm like, what happened? Like, I don't
know. Dad
bod? Oh, my God. It's so comfortable. They have so much. Oh, my God. And they, like, wrap themselves around you. Abs make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah. I don't want abs.
No.
I want muscle definition because, like, I'm active, too.
This is, like, the life of a... But oh, listen to her. She needs... She doesn't want necessarily abs, but not you know, dad bod, but abs definition,
see
it's so specific.
Yeah. No
not
wonder
ab
you guys...
definition, but, like, I want to know that you do work out.
Yeah.
Because
I just
not,
want your arms to be the size of my head. I don't care if you put them there through surgery.
You
I just
want something
there.
To hold on to. If yeah. It's, I mean, so... Last year, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go totally outside of my type. I have a big personality, so I need someone who has a big personality, too. Yeah. Hasn't worked in my favor, though. So I was like, let me go for someone who's a little bit more like, we complement each other. He's more quiet. I'm more outgoing. And there was this guy who was great on paper and so sweet, but he was skinny. Mm-hmm. And
no.
I just remember when I was in bed with him and I grabbed his arm. I was like, oh, my God, this is like
grabbing. My thigh is bigger than his arm. That's all I would have thought. Yeah.
Okay, but let me ask you guys this. Is that...
First of all, sex and sexual attraction is the main cause of a relationship.
It's
so
important,
if that's not there...
Of course, but like...
It will never work.
What if you just passed on like a really good guy because of his...
A guy you're
going to
cheat on because with guys who have arms.
You like who you like. I agree. It frustrated me so much that I didn't like this guy, but if it's not there, it's not there and you can't force it.
Like my single friend on a date she just went on asked the guy if he squats. I'm like, you can't ask somebody that on their first date if they squat. Like, if she likes that. I'm like, it is... You gotta break... I just feel
you have to wait before you do something like that.
He was like, you know who this fucking is. And he doesn't squat, and they broke up.
Is it the person that I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was such a
squats
fail.
Are non-negotiable for some people, I guess.
Non-negotiable, Tracy.
Non-negotiable. We said this on the whole episode. That's so funny. We were like, if you do this, non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, fine.
You're
so
allowed
fair.
To have them.
So arms is your non-negotiable. I get that. Okay, so. Same.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Same.
Let me just ask you this, though. But when you're swiping on Hinge.
So old.
Again, you don't feel like they're all a certain type. You're not going through a certain type of man because the ones with arms all are...
It's more than, I'm not just looking for arms.
Okay.
Like your responses, like there's questions that you're allowed to pick and answer on your Hinge profile.
See, we know none of this. That's why we're like, oh, arms, that's all she cares about. No,
yeah.
We don't know what, we don't even know what the app is. Like
for every picture of the person, there's like a question or response that they have to answer underneath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it could be like, you know, like what is... It could be as simple as what is your favorite TV show or like what's your best travel story.
Okay. But so I was telling them earlier how I made a profile for my girlfriend and you actually, I was texting you like a crazy person and you probably thought I was, first of all.
I could talk about this stuff all day.
I love being friends with Jules because she makes me feel like young. Like I feel so, it's fun talking to her. Like she invigorates me. But I'm texting her and I'm trying to sound so cool. But I was asking like, give me some advice. Like, who should I be swiping on? Like, what do you look for in a profile? Like, you gave me a top, like, few things. Do you remember what they were?
Yes. So the first one is in, like, any about me that's on an app, whether it's Hinge or not, guys who say, like, really, like, want someone who's loyal and has no drama. I personally think that means that they're
drama.
Deflecting yeah. And they probably do stuff that make people have like drama around them or get pissed off at them.
You're saying because he probably is causing the drama. That's why he's getting drama. So that's
yes.
why.
Yes.
Okay. It's a cause and effect.
Yes.
But is that also like negativity? Because I feel like.
No, it's called pessimistic. And that's how you survive in this world. Because optimistics go nowhere in this world. They're too happy.
Don't
they're
try
too...
to hit me with big words right now, Tracy. I'm trying to learn.
You, I'm sorry. Dating. Optimistic is a big word for you.
Oh, you're new to this podcast. That's right. She thought that the umbilical cord of a baby was there so it didn't fall out.
Well, doesn't that make more sense than what it does?
No, it's to feed the baby.
Well,
Jessica.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean that's ridiculous? How else are they eating? Chewing away at the placenta?
This is how I picture Tracy eats and it goes into her belly and they eat her food. Like
they eat my regurgitated
mosh. Oh, Jess,
food.
You're worse than me with this.
Yeah,
oh,
see, this is good. Okay. So
I listened to last week's episode. I was like, oh, that's really cute.
You are all like, oh, Jess is so cute.
All right, so number one, no drama. If they're writing no drama, they're probably the cause of it.
Okay, good. What's
number two?
Number two is only pictures of themselves, whether it's mm-hmm. selfies or them like standing somewhere.
Like a gym mirror shot.
Yeah. Well, that's like, that goes into another pillar, I feel, because the pictures of just yourself, it's like, where are your friends? I want to make sure you have friends. Getting an idea of like, what is that dynamic like just from seeing the picture? Are you out at bars? Or are you guys just like on a picnic, like reading a book on the side with
a
wine bottle?
I would think if you posted pictures of your friends that you're not cute enough, so you're hoping that I like one of your friends, that I think that's you in the picture. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe. I mean, then it goes the opposite. Some put pictures with so many people that you're like, who the fuck
yeah.
are you?
Yeah, which one are you? But at least you have friends.
But, yes.
But I get that, because if I'm looking to actually date, I want to see that you're normal and that you have like a cool group of friends that I want to be friends with. So I don't just want to see gym selfies or ab selfies or like you in the car. Those freak me out too.
Yeah, the gym selfies are so weird. And that also means that like they have an expectation of the people that they date to keep
they want their
a
girl
body.
To have gym selfies.
Yeah, or that's all they talk about, like their chicken protein and you know.
Oh God, I can't.
All right, and the third thing you talked about, I think, was travel.
Travel.
I saw this so much.
Wait, what is
this? This is going to blow your mind. Okay, I saw this so much when I was swiping for my friend. I think guys think that if they travel that they're like cultured.
These like worldly cultured mature men. Like they'll be
but
like.
Really their mom's paying for their flight.
Right.
Yeah. Or they're in debt trying to like take a picture with an elephant in Thailand.
Like if every one of your pictures you're in another country or like, yeah, like looking at the ocean, like it was just or
maybe
climbing
you
a mountain.
Have no job.
And just their answers too. They'll be like craziest story. It's like that time that I traveled to the Patagonia mountains at my.
First
and
of
I
all, no guy I have ever hooked up with has started a story with that. My guys are more like, bro, did you see that fucking girl last week? Blah, blah.
No, but Tracy, that's what this app was. I was like, fuck, no travel is one of the things. Every guy was like
traveling.
So okay,
would you say the best app is Hinge? Or
I think if your intention is to like find something
date.
That's not just casual
okay, so
dating.
For Hinge, Jules is advocating for Hinge. She is saying that it is
sponsor
the dating
me.
Website. Yeah, where's my check?
So, what about
what's the fuck website? Like, what's the go-to fuck website?
I mean, Tinder now, probably. I don't use Tinder anymore. I used it way back in the day. That's definitely more of, like, internationals who come to visit and just kind of want to hook up.
Wait, hold on. So they're just coming.
It's, like, foreign people use Tinder. I think it's more of a global app. Bumble, though, is definitely, like,
dude,
it's
Tinder's
more casual, too.
Tinder's become foreign.
Wow. Tinder is international fucking.
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, panty pictures now,
whoa.
I feel. I haven't been on it in a while, but just from what I gather, from what I, like, the stories I've heard and seen, yes.
Okay, is there a happy medium somewhere for people who, like, kind of want both and don't know until
probably,
they like the guy?
I would say Bumble, but the thing with Bumble is, and my qualm with it, the girl has to reach out first. So you have 24 hours to reach out. The girl does, and it's supposed to be like women empowerment. But I think that conflicts with the whole like guys want to do the courting and they feel emasculated when it's not them.
So, okay,
doing
so
it.
You what happens if you swipe and you match, but then she doesn't reach out? What happens then?
You unmatch, it's gone.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a waste. Well, guys don't check anything enough to even know if they've missed something. Guys don't
well,
have
it's more
enough
for the girl to check. It's a lot for us to maintain because we have to do the outreach or we lose them. So I'm like, shit, I have like
that's
I'll do it at
so
night
much
before
work.
I go
okay,
to bed.
So they're making you the housewife before you're even the housewife. Like you're doing all the work in the relationship.
Yeah, and you don't get to be a housewife at the end.
Wow, that's such a fail.
Now, you also gave me advice for a profile, which I think is super important, like making your own profile. Like you said, I thought this was the best. You said that you want to put in one of your like question and answers something that gives them like an opening topic to reach out to you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Explain that better.
So like, for example, it was like, I can look up my questions, but it's something that they can reach out about in return. So one of my things is, like, who are you looking for? And some people will go like, my soulmate, my best friend. And I was like, someone who will eat my damn olives that I accidentally ordered in my dishes. Because I hate olives.
Oh my God. My friend Sammy has profiles and she said she sends us profiles all the time of like the best ones she's seen. And it's like, if I wanted to, I don't know, disappoint two people at once, I would go to dinner with my parents or something like something so funny. Like she's like, it really grabs me when people have really funny.
Yes. I like humor, I think is great. And
yeah,
I think like
awesome.
The olives is good too, because people can like reach out and start with like, hey, I'll
hate
eat olives.
Olives.
Yeah. Like whatever. And I hated when I was on the app when guys reached out and instead of using something from the profile, we're like, you've got beautiful eyes.
Oh. I mean, listen, I'll take the eye compliment too. I'm okay with that. But if I'm giving you, it's one thing
for
for
the opener. Fuck that. No.
No, it should be like the reason I swiped was because of your eyes. Like I really was drawn to them.
Yeah.
Like,
if
really
they're like,
they beautiful.
Damn, those eyes are like,
come
yeah, on,
that's
eyes
a line.
With, like, the flame emoji.
Yeah, the
like,
flame. You're, do you, less, sir. Where did you Google that?
Yes.
Pick up line?
Yeah. So like mine was someone who will eat my olives when I forget to order them off the menu, and my simple pleasures, ordering half the menu at diners. And guys will be like, oh, what's your go-to at the menu? Or like, what's your go-to diner?
So those are the guys that you'll respond to as opposed to the guys that are like, hi.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the guys that are like, you're like, I just feel like going for the beautiful thing first is so lazy because it's easy.
Yeah. Girls love hearing
but
that.
But I mean,
you
like,
know you're going to get a response.
Not everyone's going to be.
I want to talk about eating your olives.
I agree. But
why
not
does
everyone.
It sounds so sexual.
It sounds
very
fucking
aggressive.
Crazy.
Let me eat your olives. Super dirty. But there are some people who have a hard time like doing that from the get-go. But even when guys say, hey, Julia, what's up? I can just be like, oh, nothing. And I'll think of something that will create a conversation. But some guys just can't do it. They'll just be like, hey. Or I'll ask them, hey, what's up on Bumble? And they're just like, nothing, you. And it's like, even if you're not drinking wine and like watching a game, just pretend so I have something to work with.
Yeah, just be like drinking beer with the boys.
Yes.
Lie to me.
Yes.
Start the relationship out lying.
Here's another meme I saw that made me laugh because I think you touched on this. And it's being single is all fun and games until you realize it's a never-ending cycle of getting to know someone. They eventually stop texting you, and then they watch your Instagram story every day until you die.
Oh, story of my life.
Why? What is this? Where like you meet a guy, you talk to a guy. Is ghosting still a thing? They ghost you?
It's hard to ghost now because everyone's so connected.
Okay, so what are the words we're supposed to know as 30s?
So gaslighting and breadcrumb, I would say, are like...
Why don't I know those? Why don't I know those words?
So breadcrumbing, I would say, is way more popular. And I think I'm guilty of this too.
Is it leaving a trail?
It's just like reaching out here and there. You're giving a little bit to work with just to leave like... The door is still open, but I'm not looking for anything.
Okay, so
serious.
You would be like to your friends, you'd be like, oh, he's breadcrumbing me?
So I'll throw another word at you. Not to overwhelm. So
I feel
girls,
so fucking old. Girls, I like need Depends right now. Like that's what I feel.
I'll get you a notebook and start taking notes.
Drink. Cheers.
Cheers.
To
cheers to wine.
There. Here. There you go.
Cheers. So girls will, I don't do this personally, but girls will do thirst traps on social media.
Oh, no, I'm a big thirst trapper.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so that still exists.
So then you
I'm
know.
Not old.
Yeah, good
oh,
job.
Yeah. Thank you.
So then guys will, and they'll do something on purpose to get a specific guy or guys in general to reach out to them, whether it's
accurate.
A selfie or something that like they post in their story that they've talked about before. So that's where breadcrumbing starts happening because they'll reach out.
I do that to my husband when I feel like I'm not getting enough attention. I post a really good picture that I know he's going to like. Is that terrible?
Wait, so let me get this straight. So breadcrumbing, pretty much it's a way, this is what I'm really, if we're going to be blunt here.
Yeah, I think
it's a way that like, it's probably a guy you fucked before. And if they want to keep you around and like fuck you like here and there, like they keep you around. Like they might text you, they might check your Insta story, comment. And then like you kind of, you don't feel like they're not out of your life. So you sleep with them anyway. It might kind of like you, like they're always around.
They're always around. Or okay. Like they leave the door open if they or you want to reach out to them.
Okay.
Again, to go
that's
out.
A good one. I like this. I feel like I'm learning.
Lit.
Breadcrumbing.
Oh no. Is lit good?
No. I mean, it's fine, but it's not as like major of a word anymore.
Oh my God. I have to go to bed now.
So start editing that shit out of your shows.
All right.
Wow.
Lit out. Breadcrumbing's in. What was the other one? Gaslighting.
So gaslighting is more people who can be in like more toxic type of dating or relationships where people try to belittle what you're saying. Like, oh, you didn't really reach out to me for 3 days, so I just kind of wanted to see what's going on. It's like, well, you could have reached out to me too. Why is that on
okay,
me?
Why is it called gaslighting?
I don't know. That's just the word
for okay.
It.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm so stupid.
It's
right now.
It's a psychological term,
still,
I think.
I've never been so insecure about
I'm
myself.
I'm sitting here thinking about lit, so I'm not even following. Oh, God. Okay. Why do guys, if they haven't responded to your text or they've kind of blown you off a little bit, that's definitely an old person thing, blowing someone off. Why do they watch your Insta stories? What the fuck is that about? And do you look to see who's watched them to see like if a guy you kind of like has seen them?
Yes. There was one point where I didn't give a shit who was looking at my story because I was over everyone. I was like, this is such freedom. Like, I would post a story or I would go 3 days without posting one and not worry. But then, yeah, when you go on dates, there's still certain ones that you're hoping are looking. Or then it means like, oh, they're not interested in me if they're not looking. Or it could also mean this is why it's overwhelming. It could be the opposite, that they care so much they don't want
to
look and give
you
that satisfaction.
That they're trying to let you not know that they're, I've seen that happen.
Like, muting is my favorite thing on Instagram now because there's like, cutting off someone on social media, Facebook, Instagram, it's kind of a fuck you nowadays.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
yeah,
you don't care enough to
the
do
unfollow,
that.
Which is why I don't follow my friends' like hookups or boyfriends.
Yes.
They're like, oh my God, why don't you follow him? And I'm like, because until you marry him, I'm not fucking following him. Because then I have to unfollow him.
There's apps now who tell you when people unfollow you.
I wish I want those apps so bad
don't
about
do
who
it.
Comes to your page. I can't. It won't register me because I have too many.
Oh, it's better for you. You'd make yourself fucking crazy.
No, like I like to know who like stalks me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I like to know. It's a good like even like
spoiler alert,
friends.
It's me.
Even like friends, like I want to know like who's on my page all the time. I would love to know that, but
I don't know
mine
their
won't track
stuff.
It.
I don't think it's real that stuff. Like who looks the most. It ends up being who liked your pictures the most that they tell you.
Okay. But I don't need that.
You can see who's unfollowed you or who's blocked you versus who deleted their their Instagram. Where was I going with this?
Jules.
We just feel so inaccurate.
Just
right
needs
now.
A moment.
I just, the culture now, it's so like loosey goosey.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You sound like you're 95 and need a fucking
There's
trip.
No algorithm
to it. Do you know what I
it?
Mean? Like,
ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Tracy, if a guy was fucking on us back in the day, like, it wasn't public for everyone to know. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's got to be constantly on your mind. Like, what if you like somebody and you went on a good date, okay? Let's say you went on a good date. You did the whole, like, talking through text thing. And then, like, what happens if you don't hear from them?
It depends how serious it was. There's some times where I've had a good date. They do the follow-up afterwards, and then I don't hear from them.
But this is, okay, so now it's social media. Like, and I'm sure you do it because it's what people do. But is it the smartest to, when you just meet a guy, follow each other on Instagram?
I hate that.
Because now it's like this guy that either fucked you over, that you liked. It's like, imagine, Tracy, imagine if every guy that you maybe kissed one night at a bar, or I don't know, you talked to, was in your life forever because of social media. Do you know what I mean? Like,
go back in time.
Like Jules
that.
Said, you
we can't be doing
well. Jules
like
said you
that.
Can't delete them. It's fucking weird. So like now forever. Like now, are you like, I'm asking Jules, in 10 years from now, are you gonna see some guy you hooked up in the bar like his wedding because
yes!
your friends like that's
they got their
crazy.
Dog with their girlfriend Ew. Or fiance? And like, if you don't care about them, that's fine. Or you grow not to care about it. I am so jealous of like my mom back in the day when she dumped a guy, like they had to pick up a phone and call if they wanted to hear from them again.
They had to call their parents' house line.
My mom dumped my dad every summer when he had a shore house because she didn't want to deal with that shit.
I love that he had a shore house then.
Yeah.
I love that shore house.
I learned from my
existed.
Father. He was a DJ's guy. But she was like, I didn't have to see what he was up to. And I remember I ended something with someone over the summer and I was like, I have to see everything they're doing and I'm in a mile radius
and
of them.
You know that there's thirst traps all the time. They're like, oh, I got to post this picture because there's 1,000 girls with me and then I know she's looking at my pictures.
Yes.
That sucks. That part sucks.
And it's really funny when you know it's for you. Like, oh, this is so that he's trying to bait me right now and I'm not going to do
yes,
it.
Yes, bait.
But the person who gets baited and knows they're getting baited but still wants the bait.
Yep.
That's the best.
Yeah.
One. I want to
It's like, I know
on...
she posted that picture for me, but there's nothing I could do about it because she doesn't still want it. But that's what you get a lot too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's another thing I want to talk about because I found this with my older friends, okay? Guys that I know that were coxmen back in the day.
What the fuck is a coxman?
Coxman.
Somebody who hooked up with every girl, never
is that
settled
what they
down.
Called it in the 30s? What the fuck is a coxman, Jess?
They hooked up with every girl. They never settled down. They could get any girl they want, okay? Those guys now in their 30s
are bold.
Yes.
Well, yes.
And fat.
But wait, no, not even that. Now that they're settling down, okay? They're settling down with girls that you're like, huh? Like, you could have got any girl you wanted, and you chose this girl to settle down with. And this is what I'm talking about, because, again, I'm going to go back to Jules. She's fucking hilarious. She's beautiful. I look at her, like, I'm like, I want to lock her down now. She is the full package, right? And she's struggling today. And why do guys, when they hit a certain age, it's like they're like, fuck, like all the good ones are taken and now I'm just going
to
settle
like,
down
I
with
have
whoever.
To settle for whatever's left.
Well, Jules
and that's
has
why
a...
you have to grab the hot ones early.
Well, thank you.
Because she's going to get taken.
Yes.
And then he's going to be like, why was I not paying attention?
Jules, your theory?
It's called the avocado theory.
What does that mean?
So guys who are in their prime, like in their 20s when they have full head of hair, very fit, like can easily get girls, they're on, it's girls are in rotation in a revolving door. They don't have to worry about settling down. Mm-hmm. When they're getting a little bit older, like say starting in their early 30s, they're starting to get that receding hairline, their metabolism isn't being as kind to them anymore.
Okay.
That revolving door is slowing down. And they're like, shit, I need to settle down.
Yeah.
And a lot of those girls who they were with, who were pining for them back in the day, are either onto someone else or just aren't around anymore. So they end up settling. So these girls, though, so for example, if a guy is kind of going with someone that they're like, huh? And this one girl's like, why wasn't that me? I don't get it. That girl's not as pretty and whatnot. It's like they were just in the moment that they realized it's time to settle down. They picked up the most recent girl who had like a nice idea on paper that they're willing to now agree to settle down with. And it had nothing to do with that other girl. Okay. And I had to accept that too.
So the avocado is a...
Oh, so let me explain why it's called the avocado. So girls are bananas and guys are avocados. Bananas ripen on the outside. So you know when a girl is ready to settle down.
Whoa, guys, I don't even know what to say right now.
When you get an avocado, you don't, it's ripening on the inside, so it's too soon to open up an avocado.
So they all look the same. You don't know what's...
They all look the same, and then all of a sudden, an avocado is ready to be used for guacamole, a smoothie, what, salad, but then the next day it's brown. It's too late. And that is a guy. That is the avocado theory, that it ends up being too late for either guy to go back to a certain girl, or they end up settling. And
so it's not about you. It's the timing. It's all about timing.
And I say this all the time. Like, and there's also, I think, more quality girls than there are guys. Like, I have been like, why, if a guy met a great girl, why wouldn't they just want to settle down? But for them, it's like, it's just not a time in their life right now that they want to. And they know that they'll meet other great girls. Whereas it's a dime of fucking, or it's a needle in a haystack.
I can go through like five of my good guy friends that have settled down with girls, and I'm like, you have been with way hotter girls, like smoking hot supermodel girls.
It's because they played their card too long.
Yes, they played the cards too long. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Exactly. It's the avocado theory. It's fucking brilliant, and it's exactly what happens. It's not about jewels or all your friends that are so fucking cute, and you're just like, I can't understand it.
Yeah,
like I have friends like this. I'm like, I don't understand. You are the full package. Like, lock it in. Yeah. But they wait too long. They think like they can do this forever, and you can't, because all the good girls are going to get snatched up.
Yeah. And once you get it, though, it's liberating. Like, it's not me. When I've been rejected, I'm like, wait, what? Like, what is going on? I know I'm normal compared to other girls that are in relationships. And I'm like, when you look at the picture, like, okay, they just got out of a relationship, or, you know, they're in their prime. It's not me. And as much as I want to make it work, I'm not going to, you cannot force that on anyone.
Right. One of my friends has happened to, she's like so pretty, and she was dating this guy who now, when we look at his pictures, is like, has a beer belly and a receding hairline, and we like die. And then she's with this great guy now, like, who we're all obsessed with, like, to the point where we all call him our husbands, because we're like, if you marry her, you marry us. Like, we're obsessed with him. And I'm like, you like dodged a bullet. Like, do you see what you thought? He was so hot. I was like, he is so expired. Like, he has now expired.
So the avocado theory could work in your favor, Jules. Really? Yeah,
I certainly hope so.
Like, he is disgusting. And every time we look at him, we're like, oh my God, your kids would have looked like that. Like, 4 years old with a receding hairline. Like, it's so bad.
I tell my mom everything about my dating life. She's very wise beyond her years with it and cool with it. And she's like, you have a few thank you notes to send out once you're in like a real good relationship, because these guys who passed you up are like knuckleheads.
Oh, I love that.
Your mom is cute. I aspire to be your mom.
Let's shout out to Ro.
Let's do a project.
I want to be Ro when I grow up.
Let's all write thank you notes to our fucking loser exes. Yeah. Oh, guess what? Next week, exes.
Next week is exes. Be ready for God. That. Yeah, that one's rough.
It's a fun rabbit hole to go down.
I mean,
oh my God, this was so fun. I feel like we could talk for an hour.
Yeah,
with her.
Jules, you are beautiful. When the time is right, you are going to find your man.
Thanks, guys.
You are crushing the game. Thank you for schooling Tracy and I. Yeah,
we feel
anytime
a lot less smart, a lot older.
I feel like maybe we'll do a like follow up in a few episodes to see what's going on with you.
Oh,
like,
I got stories.
Where the dating world's at. Okay, I'd love that.
Oh my God, so fun.
Guys, check out Jules' podcast, Neighborhood Jules, to hear more from her. And thanks for stopping
for
by
me.
And for drinking with us.
Fun. For drinking with us.
Rosé all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Brandon is here to give us his advice.
Go ahead, Brandon. Take it away.
Take it away, B.
He is there for us. Now he's there for you. Gay best friend. He'll know what to do. Gay best friend. He'll know what to do.
Hey ladies, it's your gay best friend Brandon, coming at you with my midday cabernet. So, today I've been asked to demystify the wacky world of Grindr. Now for those of you who don't know what Grindr is, it's basically Tinder for gay people, but there is a much larger focus on it being a hookup app, which it is 2019, let's be sex positive, sex is amazing, have all the sex. So, before we start talking about Grindr, I will just take 1 second to drive home a point that's already been made, which is be safe, trust your intuition. If someone shows up not looking like their profile picture, you do not need to suck their dick just because they paid for an Uber to get there. All right, so Grindr is not for everyone. It's a GPS-based app, so it'll tell you if a gay dick is 5 feet away, which can be very overwhelming at times. But I have friends who absolutely love it. My friend Ryan gets dicked down all over town, and I have more than one set of friends who have found the love of their lives on it, weddings and all. So I don't have any dating apps myself, but that doesn't mean that I'm not using the internet to get it in. I find that the best hookups and dates that I've ever had have come from Instagram DMs. I'm also not being opposed to set up with any of your hot friends, so, you know, send them my way. The thing that I love most about Instagram, though, is that you can tell so much about them. It's a great way to find out what kind of soup somebody likes, or to get a feel if they're gonna turn you into furniture or not. All right, I'm gonna go finish my Cabernet, but I hope that all of you beautiful, beautiful people stay super, super blessed, and I will hashtag see you next Tuesday.
Gay best friend, he'll know what to do.
All right, guys, I think we learned a lot today.
Want to thank Dimly Wit for, again, having us on their network. You can check out dimlywit.com for more great shows like Stand By and Dress for the Podcast you want. As always, subscribe and rate us. And also, please share us with a friend who needs us in their life.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.